Yes. That'll be more Tuesday night.
Very interesting. A lady who lights candles. When a lady lights candles, she's mekabel Shabbos when she makes a brocha. So when she's mekabel Shabbos, if she makes a brocha, she can't make a brocha before lighting. Therefore, she always lights first the candles, and then after finishing all the candles, then she lights the then she makes a brocha. When men light candles, they're not mekabel Shabbos with a brocha. That's the minig. And since they're not mekabel Shabbos with a brocha, then they make a brocha before the candles. That's yadua. A minig shel kol Yisrael, is that when a lady's mekabel Shabbos, she makes a brocha at the end. She wants to send her brocha right after that locker because she doesn't want to be mekabel Shabbos with a brocha. A brocha is a kabbalah Shabbos, so therefore she has to first light. That's the minig. Here's an interesting shayla that people have. You take a matchstick, and the lady takes a matchstick, and she strikes the match, and she goes one, two, whatever, hopefully it lasts for however many time, however many years she wants to light. The ma'aseh, she's finished, she's gone like this, right, and she's done all the ins and outs, and then she's now, what does she do now, right? She's got this candle. You could have thought, hang on a second, she hasn't yet said a bracha. She hasn't said, remind me when it comes to my fingers, yeah? She hasn't yet made a bracha. She's no man's land. She's lit all the candles, five, seven, whatever the minute is. And she hasn't yet made the bracha of Lahadik Ne'er Sheol Shabbos. So the shayla is, what's stopping her from just going either with her mouth, some people like to do it with their hands, because there's a kapoda, states in Medrash Sheikhotev, Medrashim, something. So, what's stopping her doing that on Shabbos? No smoke alarms here. And then before making the bracha, and then after doing this, waving or blowing, then she'll make a bracha. Yeah. Can you see any flaw in doing that? The chayyah shouldn't be any flaw in it, but you will find some people have a minhag that they won't blow it out. They'll put it down gently on a tray. Or they'll take it slowly to a sink, or they'll do it in a way. But hang on a second. I've come all my gear today. So this you'll find some people have a minig that they will not blow it out. What's behind that? Well, they haven't yet made the brocha. Why would you find some people that they don't blow the candle afterwards? They shouldn't. May do the same in Yom Tov. It could be. Can maybe make a gezeira. You don't usually find that you can make it your own gezeiras, but you do find that the Ksoisa Shulchan does say that there is a chashash that with finishing your hadlaka, you're ready to mekabel Shabbos. There is a school of thought which is brought in the poskim, the Mashmoisa Bis Yosef, that not only with making the brocha are you mekabel Shabbos. That's why we delay the brocha till afterwards. But you're also, there could be a kabbalah Shabbos when you finish lighting candles. And therefore, when you've done the final candle, you've done the fifth candle, you finished, that's Kabbalah Shabbos already. And now, when you blow it, that could be a problem. Now, you should know the Ikar Locha is not like that. The Ikar Locha is the Kabbalah Shabbos is toilet on the actual saying of the bracha. That's exactly why we push the bracha off. The significance of finishing the candle lighting, that is something, you'll find some people have a minhag. Now, those which have a minhag, you'll find, it's actually quite widespread for the people that I've asked. Here comes the interesting question with this Ner Mitzvah, that you'll find the very good machines that you have, that it's got the on button, and you can charge it with the USB, and you press the on button, and a flame comes up. Now, it's not fully charged at all, it's not at all charged, like it's very schwach actually. You turn on, and you can see, so the shayla is, when they finish, like, this is nothing, the flame's not there because it's out of battery. You charge it, and there's a proper flame comes out, and they light it, and then you can put it down. The question is, when you push it up and you light, one, two, three, four, yeah? When you press it down now, you're surely not going to be able to fulfill that minhag of not extinguishing a fire after you finish. That's the reason why this clever machine over here has made it that after 7 seconds, if the battery lasts for 7 seconds, you'll see it conks out by itself. So they make it, yeah, that while you're busy lighting, it'll conk out. But you'll see, not because of the battery, I think it's about 7 seconds. Do it again, and it lasts 7 seconds again. The idea is that when you finish the last one, it's like fireworks. When you finish the last one, it's finished. When you finish the last one, you won't need to actually push it down and extinguish it yourself. It'll go automatically out, and then obviously pushing it down doesn't involve anything. That's an interesting point. Why? I'll ask you the same thing. Why is your matchstick not muksa? If I hand you this over on Shabbos and you have a matchstick, there we go. Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you. Once you have the halacha is with muksa. Once you have something in your hand already, beheta, Magen Avraham says that you can keep it and you can put it in the place that you like.
What do you say? So therefore, it down?
No. So you carry on doing your thing. Let's say you finish now. Don't press it down while it's still on. You wait till it's a go off. Now pushing down is no significance. Or you could just put it down as is. Look, you carry on doing a few other ones, right? Doesn't give you much less. 7 seconds, I think. I think it's 7 seconds. And then you can just put it down like that. You don't touch it. Gone.
Are you allowed?
It's very clever. You see, again, it seems that this ner mitzvah is taking into the chumrah of the Kseis HaShulchan. Me'ikadin, there's no need. Me'ikadin, you should be able to leave it on till the battery goes and just go like this. Just gonna turn it off. You finish lighting and then make a bracha. There is the Tumukam this minig, there is shitta based on the Bisyosef, that it could be that the Gemar Hadlokah is what brings in Shabbos. That's why you'll find this minig that I was happy to see. From memory, I remember the packet saying 7 seconds. You have to check the packet again to double check, but I'm almost sure it says, and that is behind, this is quite clear, this is behind this Chumrah of the Kseis HaShulchan, although some are cholik, but it's quite widespread.
It's got candle inside. A little candle.
So you won't be able to be Makayim that minute, I suppose. Yeah, but don't forget, it's not one of the Aseres Adibris. This Chumrah is not one of the Aseres Adibris. It's one of the things which is it's a Begeder Chumrah. So those which are Makayim, I know many people, after lighting, they blow it out and they go like this, no problem. The Maisa is just a Chumrah which you will find is quite widespread. So I'm just pointing out that you will get this Chumrah over here. So there's no point, just don't think you should just switch it off. Like this, it's worth waiting to the Mekan that minute. It's only a few seconds. If the Balagun calms down, then that's fine. Next one is, next Shaila is, whenever I talk about candlesticks and lighting, I always find it's important to mention, it's very important to mention, again, it's coming out of our ears, that if you want to be able to move the candlestick tray on Shabbos after the candles have gone out, it's important to know that you can't. Unless, because it's muksa bosses to the flame. Unless you have something which is a dover heta that counteracts. And we've mentioned in the past that some people put rings and watches. We think that the best, it's very, very possible that the best thing to put is the Hirotzen plaque. The card of the brocha and the Hirotzen, it seems to be the best thing. Why? Because some person can hold, you can't just put a non-muksa item which is random. Like, you take your watch off and you put it there, yeah, this is your mat. My thing is for the watch, right? So maybe the watch is more expensive. What's the watch doing on a candlestick tray? So some place in a holder has to belong there. It's like a typical place to keep it there. So if it's... now the Yerotzen, you could say it's Miyuchot, the tray. When you buy a tray, you sort of try and figure out that it should work out. It belongs there. You come there and it does belong there. And the Yerotzen plaque, even if it's only 15, 20 pounds, is more valuable than the flame and the candle. The candle's only very cheap, 20, 30 pence each. And therefore, that would be okay. That would certainly get you around the problem of muksa. It's just important to remember that these sort of things, some person are not so happy about the watch and the ring, so it's important to take that into account, whether that works or not. You should know, while I'm at it, I have to share with you my thoughts about a topic which I don't feel so comfortable, and Baruch Hashem was able to make in my house a nice shelf next to my table, and that is, even if you've got a dover heta, which is on the candlesticks tray, so you have your Yerotzen, it's not so clear why the candlesticks should not be considered muksa as well. Everyone's bothered about, you have to put something valuable more than the flame or maybe the candles, right? The steering Mishnah Berurah. Yeah? So as long as you have something which is 20, 30, even 100 pounds, whatever, anything, even 20 pounds, is going to be enough, it's going to counteract the muksa item. But why don't you say that the candlesticks, it's muksa, machas, chesaron, kiss. Some place can hold candlesticks, you're very particular on, and therefore they consider muksa, machas, chesaron, kiss. This, I bothered Rebbe Falk on this shaila a very lot on this one. He was adamant to believe that there's no muksa, machas, chesaron, kiss, based on Shulchan Aruch Rav. There's a lot of Torahs on this one, whether it is or not. The Maisa, some place can hold it is. that is considered Muktzamachas of Chazonikas. And do you realize what the difference is? That because if you're treating the candlestick as a Muktzamachas of Chazonikas, you would have to, the Dover Heta, you'd have to get a few expensive watches, right? Maybe you get one expensive watch, maybe a Rolex, a 5 grand watch, which will be more expensive than make sure your candlesticks are cheaper than 5 grand.
Because those
That's limitations. Very good. You're pointing out, there's a lot of read on this one. The bottom line is, it's got limitations, this Dover Shabbat Dusha. It's Ramosha's got this Truva, but the Siddha, it's got its limitations. The Maisa, you do go with the value, and therefore it's interesting Chumrah that I do think, where possible, it's a Chumrah Ba'alma to make sure that we're not giving up on this. I think there is a Mokum to be Mahmud that these candlesticks are considered Muksumachas Chasorin Kis. I know Rabbi Shraki Kalis also, when he invited Rabbi Falk to speak in his Koilo, he also made an issue out of this. It was a story of Rabbi Falk was again adamant. He said in Germany they had very, very expensive candlesticks, and none of the posts can mention that this should be Muksumachas Chasorin Kis. There's a lot of Torahs on it. I think Begadah Chumrah, there could be a Mokum to stay with.
The candle was Muksum for Bet Moshe, which made that possible.
A fundamental question. What is a dry, empty candlestick without anything on? Is a muksa? Just a yes or no answer. All the postmen are assuming not. Why should it be any different to your mobile phone that people think that was...
There's a dirt to move it around the house.
But this is all there is Shulchan Aruch Rav. That's to do with the Shulchan. Is it Keli, not Keli? That's a whole topic in itself. You have to be Mecha the Shi on that. Is it considered a Muksum Achazon Kis or not? That's a big rate. I'm just saying that there is a Mokum, there is a thought out there. Again, it's not wrong if someone does it, but I think there's a Mokum that we just managed to do it recently, a year ago, and to find a place where you're not moving anything, Matov, but again, it's not Ma'akov, it's not one of the Lasers Adibras. It goes together with this Chumrah, it's not exactly the same level. Next, Shaila, this is mamash going off topic here. Someone wants to know, they've got a choice to go to Eretz Yisrael. They're going to Eretz Yisrael, Mitz Hashem, if their flights are not cancelled. And they want to go to Eretz Yisrael straight after Yom Kippur. And they've got a choice to either book an airline, which the airline is run by Yid, and the airline which is run by Yid, they work on Shabbos. So, but it's direct, it's very geschmack, it's very convenient. Masha'in came, the ones which are Lufthansa that you have to stop over, those are goyim, run by goyim, obviously no shy involved. Is there any issue in blasting your 3-4 grand that you're taking your mishpacha to Israel to give money to an airline which is run by Eid, and they blatantly write on their website clearly that they're offering the idea to be able to welcome to serve the people on Shabbos? Is there any issue with buying and supporting a company with your 3-4 grand to go there? What do you say?
I get a Jewish electrician who works on Shabbos, and I get to me on Thursday.
I guess the same, Shaila. Someone once said, there's plenty of things in Eretz Yisrael that run on Shabbos, and then during the week, is there any issue with it? Really, strictly speaking, the place will say there's no problem with it. But the Migdal Milsa, a lot of times, I know when it was Negev to Elal, apparently Rav Shach and all the Gedolim got together and they said they made a whole... I had a friend actually who bought a ticket, and I think he went to Rav Michal Yehuda or Rav Shach, and they said, tear up your ticket and you'll see only Brocha. When they're able to, they get the gang together. Obviously that comes from the Kehillas Yaakov and the Chazanish, and that says that if you're able to make a Shtikel Machor, that's a thing, but it's not Begeder Issa. So it's that's just the Agav Shaila. Another Shaila someone had this morning: do you know what's an ISA account? An ISA account, you hear all over the news, where ISA account, they're trying to attract people to stack their money in the banks, right, instead of where you want it to be. So in order to, it's all right, so they give you a tax attraction that if you store, let's say, £20,000, you have income coming from a bank. So you have £20,000 coming from a bank. If you have £20,000 in a bank and you get interest, £1,000 a year, on that £1,000 a year that you get interest on, you don't need to pay tax. Usually if you get income, you pay tax. But if the income coming from banks, from interest, if you store it in this ISA account, then there's no, you don't have to pay tax on that £1,000. You can do it every year. That's quite useful for some people which like that. The Shaila is, someone told me this morning, that on his account, his ISA account, every day he sees money coming in. That means, I don't know, just for example, a pound a day. Let's say it's a pound, just keep it simple, a pound a day. A pound a day comes into his account. I don't know, it must be his statements must be very long. Yeah, it's a 300 a printout. So every single day you've got a pound coming in. And now a very, very interesting Shaila. You've got now coming up Habolin and the Teva, you've got Yom Neroim, and you've got Rosh Hashanah 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. And you have 3 days after that, you've got a 3 day lot of Sukkos, and you've got another 3 day lot of Shmini Atzeres. And the Shaila is, what can you receive money, Schar Shabbos, for your money or for your property or for your service that you do on Shabbos? We know that if you do a service on Shabbos, strictly speaking, you can't receive money for a service. You go babysitting, it's not so posh, you can receive money. The pashas is you can't. Unless you have a vlo, you have to have a system. Normally, we get around it on a normal Shabbos. This Shabbos, Mr. Shem, there's no problem with him receiving the pound, because the pound is given partially for Friday till Shabbos a bit, and then from 12 o'clock Friday night, also partially Motzah Shabbos as well. So he's stealing a bit of chol as well. We say that's called avlo, it's fine. Now, when it comes to a normal Yom Tov, Rav Moshe says it's also okay. Although there's 2 days and you've trapped the day in the middle, you've trapped the day, but you say Mimonav Shach. You don't always say 2 days is Kodesh, it's always Mimonav Shach. If the first day is Kodesh, then the second one's chol. And you have got avlo. And if the second day is Kodesh, then the first day is chol as well. So you're okay. A normal 2 day Yom Tov, you're fine. It comes to Rosh Hashanah, he said you've got Yom HaRichta, and therefore you're going to be trapped with a day in the middle. And now you've got Shabbos this year, you've got 2 days trapped. If you make a cheshbon, just go with the calendar, from Wednesday night, you would have trapped out Wednesday night, which is the Thursday, Friday, 2 days. Shabbos already not negated, because you've got the Motzah Shabbos to rely on. So you've got 2 days trapped in your in your 2 days, so that's £2, right? And he's doing it for every child. And then he's got Sukkos, which also Yom Tov and Shabbos together, that you've also trapped a day. Because you can't apply the Mimon of Shach, because Al-Atzad, the second day is the Kodesh, you've got a trapped day. So if you've got a trapped day, a 24-hour trapped in those 2 days, you've got a day as well in the first days of Sukkot, and another day on the last days of Sukkot. You've got 4 days coming up. So you should take £4, Zot Ramosh should take the £4, and give it to stock a batina to make sure no one's giving you hana for it. And that's Ramosh, right? Mishnah Berurah holds you should throw it away, but Ramosh says you can give it to stocker. If it's Nageya, then it's interesting, Shabbat. Yeah. Interesting, yeah?